When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app proudly brought to you on the Google Play Store as well as for all Apple products. Very happy to have on the show for our National Signing Day special, Kylan Wittner, who has committed verbally to Syracuse in the recent past here and has now made it official, signing on the dotted line. He will be a defensive back for the Syracuse Orange. Kylan, happy to have you back on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here.
Now, Kylan, in this moment, now that you finally put your name on paper, it's official, it's all said and done, what's going through you right now, knowing that your dream that you had from a while back it has finally come to fruition?
Yes, sir. It's definitely a great feeling. You know, I'm excited to, you know, my goal has always been to play Major Division I college football. I'm glad I finally, you know, achieved my goal. It's been a lot of hard work. But also I feel a whole lot of relief. You know, just the recruiting process, it gets kind of stressful sometimes, a little overwhelming at times. So, you know, I'm relieved that I'm finally going to where I'm going, and I'm just, you know, just excited to be an Orange.
What is it about being, I mean, when you think about Syracuse, what are the first things that come to your mind? When I say the word Syracuse, what do you think of?
I think of home, honestly. You know, it's going to be my home for the next 4 years. Very family-oriented place, a place, you know, I'm going to be the next 4 years that my parents, you know, can trust in and know it's a good place for me. They're going to develop me as a man, as a student athlete, you know, student always being first, so Syracuse just means home to me.
With you leaving Georgia, what's that like for you to leave from the South, to leave obviously, you know, warmer weather, different type of atmosphere, and go up to Syracuse? What's going through your head as far as knowing that you're going to be a little bit of ways away from home?
Yeah, you know, my family, we're all really close together, we're really close, and, you know, it'll be a change for sure, not being, you know, the same house with them every day. But, I mean, it's going to be an adjustment, but I feel like it's all for the good. My family will for sure always be up to visit me and different stuff like that. So I feel it'll be tough for a little while, but, you know, in the end, it's going to be for the best.
Now, Syracuse has obviously built a bridge to Georgia and brought recruits from there in the recent past. Frequently, pretty much going down there and finding one or two guys that they can bring in. You're being one of those guys for the 2015 incoming class. What do you think about that bridge between Georgia and Syracuse? What does it mean to you?
I think it's really good. You know, I always feel like Georgia has the best high school football in the country, but I guess that people from every state would think that. So, but you know, I feel like it's really good. It's also good that, you know, I'll have some guys from similar places as me, and actually know a guy on the team from the same region as me, Jonathan Thompson. So, you know, it'd be good to get up there and have some guys that are similar to me.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you look at this team and you look at the future, how confident are you that you can come in and be effective right away?
This upcoming season, we're going to be slim at defensive back. It's because Lee told me, he said they lost a few to the NFL last year. You were seniors, so you know there's really not many guys that can be this year. So in our class, I think there's three safeties coming in. So, you know, it's going to be a battle every day. We're going to compete, and I guess the best one will get on the field. So we're just going to go out there and compete and try to do the best we can be.
I want to look at safety versus corner and start with safety. What can you say about that position, and how comfortable would you be playing that position if you were asked to do that on day one?
You know, I'm pretty comfortable with safety. At my high school, they had me playing a lot of both. I feel like, you know, I can tackle. I can fill the holes needed. I can read tackles. So, I mean, my cover skills and my tackling ability, I feel like I can, you know, be a hybrid type guy. Whatever they need to play safety, you know, I got some good range back there. So I feel like I could do that job.
As far as being one-on-one with someone in man coverage as a cornerback, what can you say about your strengths from that position?
The strengths I have, I would say all the coaches came through, and a lot of the guys, I was going to really like my length, you know, how long my arms are, and, you know, how I move my hips and how I make plays on the ball. So I feel like, you know, my press coverage skills, you know, getting my hands on a guy early and running with him, I feel like, you know, that'd be my strength in a man coverage situation, you know, getting my hands on the guy and going up and making a play on the ball.
So now that you know where you're going, you've signed on the dotted line where you're going, now you have this waiting period. What are you going to be doing as far as your training? What's going to be your focus between now and when you get to Syracuse University?
I really want to work on my speed and explosion. You know, we're always working to get bigger, faster, stronger. But I feel like my main thing that I need to work on is my speed and explosion, just, you know, that first step to get powerful. I want to put a little weight on, you know, get stronger in the weight room, and, you know, just do the best right now so when I get up there, you know, I can just keep focusing on getting better and running with football games.
What is it about this moment for you that's really going to mean something as far as when it comes to family, friends, your loved ones? Like I said, you're going to be leaving Georgia, so how do you really want to spend this time coming up? Do you have any plans or anything special you want to do between now and when you report to campus for Syracuse?
We'll probably take family vacation or something before I leave. You know, just the last time for everybody to get together and just, you know, have a good time. But you know, I just want to, in this last little time, you know, staying close with my family, making some good memories before I head off. But, you know, just also building up that trust so, you know, I'm going to be okay when I'm out there on my own. They're still down here in Georgia, so.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Kylan, before I let you go, to make a mission statement of who you are. You've signed on the dotted line. You've made this decision. You're moving forward. This is one step in your career, not just as a football player, but also as a student, as a son, as a member of the community. What is your mission statement? What should people know about Kylan Whitner? When you sit down and you think about it, if you were to be outside of yourself for a second and look at who Kylan Whitner is, how would you describe that and how would you define that?
I just always want to be known as, you know, hardworking, you know, on the field, in the classroom, most importantly, you know, in my relationships with other people, just hardworking and, you know, always keeping my integrity. Just, you know, being a trustworthy, hardworking person is really important to me, who I am. And a person that, you know, can share his faith and, you know, just portray his love for God through everything that he does.
You bring up God, and that's something that's very important to me, too. And so if you'll oblige me here to just talk about your faith a little bit, where is God in your life, and how would you define God in your life?
God is honestly number one in my life. He's got to be for me. I just, you know, honestly, I try to pray every night, just, you know, that'll help me with my decision-making, you know, put me in the right place. I have to pray a lot about my college decision, where I was going to end up going. He helped me out with that. So, you know, he's just always going to be number one. He forgives us for everything, and, you know, I feel like he just keeps us straight, and he's always there for us. So that's the best thing anybody can do for you, just always be there for you.
When there's kids out there that are going through tough times, wherever it may be, you know, the neighborhood that they live in, not having a mom, not having a dad, or having, you know, family members pass away, or struggling with school, whatever, relationships, whatever it may be, obviously, you're growing up, you've been through stuff, I've been through things as well. What can you say to the youth of today and those kids that in this moment right now are thinking that there's no way out or there's nothing better for them? What can you say to them right now?
I would just say, you know, just always keep trying your best and put your faith in God. God will always, you know, get the job done for you. It might take, you know, it might take a day, it might take a year. Just, you know, keep your faith and keep working hard at what you want to achieve. And God will be there to help you.
And lastly for you, Kylan, to look at this Syracuse team, with Syracuse having you, what do you think, what do you see in the future for Syracuse? What are your hopes and dreams and aspirations, and how can you help Syracuse achieve them?
I mean, my goal, I hope we go to a national championship. So, you know, we want to be the best. We want to be at the top with the, you know, the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the Oregons. So we want to get to the top, and I just feel like, you know, we're going to keep, you know, working. Like coaches have us, Coach Schaefer always, you know, talks about winning with hard-nosed integrity and stuff like that. So, you know, just keeping up with that mission statement and, you know, trying to be our best.
Well, once again, that's Kylan Whitner, signed on the dotted line with the Syracuse Orange in the 2015 incoming class. He will be there for Syracuse. Kylan, thank you for taking some time with me. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.